Do you feel like once you start eating, you can't stop? Are you eating healthy salads all day, but then binging on junk like pizza and cookies at night? Are you having cravings even after eating a full meal? If so, you're probably doing things like trying to be more mindful at mealtime, understanding your triggers, or processing past experiences and painful emotions through things like therapy and journaling. And if these things have been helpful, but they haven't stopped the behavior, there's a reason for that. It's because these tools are designed to help build more awareness around why you binge, but they're not designed to actually stop the behavior. So if you want to know what does stop the behavior, then sign up for my free 3-part series called Wired for Weight Loss, where I'm going to be sharing my 4-step roadmap that me and my students have used to stop binge eating and achieve as much as 70 pounds of lasting weight loss. So go to rashondyates.com/eatwithbalance to sign up, and I'll see you on the training. Hi, welcome to the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast. This is Rashonda Yates. I overcame binge eating, lost 60 pounds, and kept it off for over 2 years. Now I'm sharing my stories, tools, tips, and strategies to help you end your binge eating once and for all. So today we'll be talking about the question, do diets work? And why, if you're asking this question, you're actually asking the wrong question. To diet or not to diet? Is that really the question? So I'm having a little fun with that. But first of all, let's just break down the word diet. There's actually a difference between the definition of the word and what we often mean when we talk about it in the sense of quote unquote dieting. When I looked up the word diet in Webster's dictionary, even I was shocked to the point of laughter when I realized how much baggage this word actually has acquired over the years. So here's a definition of diet. Food and drink regularly provided or consumed. That's it. That's diet. And I think we can all agree that diets are necessary according to this basic definition. You know, survival depends on food and drink at the very least. But when we get into quote unquote dieting, that's when we start getting into the baggage, when it's like, you know, when we turn it into a verb. We get into things like what's called diet mentality and all or nothing thinking and debates about which diet is best for fat loss or weight loss. And just like that, we're sucked into a never-ending debate that effectively keeps us engaged in an argument and keeps us out of an actual solution, keeps us out of actually moving forward in some meaningful way. And when I say us, I really mean you. I really mean the individual person who is looking for solutions. So by focusing on this smokescreen of this conversation and making it, you know, be so important and distracting you really from what you're trying to accomplish, it keeps you out of the solution. Asking whether or not diets work is essentially barking up the wrong tree. Because it's not a matter of whether or not diets work. It's a matter of what the person believes about themselves and about the world who is eating or doing the diet. Think about it. For every single diet or way of eating that people claim doesn't work, there are hundreds of people who it has worked for. So what's the determining factor? Well, it comes to one single characteristic, and that is belief. People who are successful in any endeavor to improve themselves or their health have a certain specific set of beliefs about themselves, about food, and about the world. Now, you might be thinking, great, I don't have these beliefs apparently, so what, am I screwed? And the answer is no, because it turns out we have a choice to keep on perpetuating our current beliefs or to change them to ones that serve us. Now, I get it. I was in the same place. I used to have no belief in myself and, you know, to the point where I didn't even believe it. I would actually cover up my lack of belief by being over-enthusiastic about my ability. And I knew deep down that I didn't really believe that what I was saying was true. I would say, I know I can do this. And I would like cheer myself on and I would tell people, you know I got this. But really deep down, I didn't believe it. So I do get it. But I want you to know that that can change. Like I said, we can choose to change that. All we need is the right process and the right understanding of our brain and how these beliefs get set up. Belief is the common denominator among every success story. Can you think of a success story? Maybe a celebrity, maybe someone in your family, maybe a special interest feature you saw on the news, where someone spent years struggling and then everything changed. What do they often talk about that changed everything? Self-belief. They went from a person who wondered if anything would ever change, and sometimes being on the brink of giving up, to a person who believed it was possible for them. Sometimes it happened in an instant, something you might think of as like a lightning strike moment, but sometimes it happened gradually over time. But it really doesn't matter. You don't have to just hope that one day somehow you'll magically get the belief in yourself. The truth is that you can actually install the belief yourself. And the best place to begin is to stop creating unbelief starting today. So I'm going to provide a self-talk formula that you can use starting today to stop the thinking patterns that have basically caused and perpetuated unbelief in your life. So when would you use this formula? It would be any time that you find yourself thinking things like, I'm so out of control. Things will never change. I have no willpower. Maybe you can relate to some of these thoughts. Maybe it's thoughts about your body. You know, I feel so disgusting. I hate fill in the blank body part when you look in the mirror. So these are opportunities to stop creating the unbelief that's been created thus far. Because the good news is anything that's been created in your mind can actually be uncreated. So whenever these disempowering thoughts come up, that's when you're going to use this self-talk formula. And this formula is so effective because it tells you the truth about your thoughts. And the truth is this. They are not real. They are not the truth. They are not facts. Now, when you really get this, I cannot tell you the freedom that it gives you in your life to create anything you want, not just new eating habits, not just fitness goals, but anything. All a thought is a fleeting imaginary thing that you created in your mind. And again, anything that you created, you can uncreate. You can choose something new. And it's so simple that many of you will miss it. Now, the reason this is so important is because going back to our original principle, belief. All a belief is thoughts that you put on a loop, habitual thought loops that you chose for a long time and repeated it over and over and over, probably years, and practiced them so long that you feel like they're true. You feel like it's just who you are. But I'm here to tell you that that's not true. And starting today, you can stop choosing to let these patterns continue to run amok and start to choose to think productively. And when you choose to stop rehearsing these old, outdated thoughts. It opens up the space for you to create the thoughts and patterns that will serve you instead of sabotage you. So let's get to the formula. Whenever you find yourself thinking these disempowering thoughts or saying them out loud to yourself or to someone else, I want you to either think this or say it out loud to yourself. So let's dig into this formula. First, I'll go through the formula and I'll tell you what each statement is providing you and why it works. And then I will use it in an example. So whenever you find yourself having disempowering thoughts, I want you to first think or say to yourself, this thought is not me. So that statement is disassociating you from the thought because it's the truth is the thought isn't you. The next statement, so the first is this thought is not me. The next, I want you to think or say, I'm the creator of the thought, so I can create a new thought. Why this is important is it's establishing the fact, once again, putting distance between you and the thought, that you're not the thought, but guess what? You are the creator of the thought. So it's showing you that you have the power. Okay, the next one is, so let's put them all together. This thought is not me. I'm the creator of the thought, so I can create a new one. No thought is more powerful than the brain that created it. So far we have, this thought is not me. I'm the creator of the thought, so I can create a new thought. No thought is more powerful than the brain that created it. Last is, I choose to focus on fill in the blank with whatever new thought, empowering thought, that you choose to create. Okay, so let's put it all together with a specific example. So for example, let's take the thought, once I start, I just can't stop. Now, I know many of you can relate to this. This is something that I used to think to myself so many times, especially if I picked up a bag of chips or anything chocolate. I used to think, you know, once I start eating these things, I just can't put them down and I have to finish, you know, either the entire bag or half the pan of brownies, you know. So this is an opportunity. If you have a thought like this that's disempowering, that makes you feel like you don't have control or power, you can actually notice that and choose to turn your thoughts to something that would be more empowering. So this is when you can use the self-talk. This thought is not me. This thought is not real. I am the creator of the thought. Therefore, as a creator of the thought, I can choose a new thought. I choose to focus on my ability to choose new thoughts, to the sensation of my body right now, whether or not I'm feeling actual hunger and need to nourish myself right now, whether or not I need something else. So this is how you can use this. So next time you have any thought that feels disempowering, that feels heavy, that feels like you're stuck or trapped, I want you to pull out this self-talk formula to move you away from creating more and more unbelief in your life and move you toward being able to create what you want for your life. Today, I talked to you about how asking whether diets work is asking the wrong question and what question you should be asking, whether you have the right beliefs to support your goals. Then I shared with you a self-talk formula to help you begin to drop outdated self-sabotaging beliefs. So I hope you'll try it out and tag me with your experience on IG. I'd love to hear how it goes. I'll catch you next time on the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have gained any value from this episode or from the podcast in general, then I would really appreciate it if you would leave a review on iTunes. It is such a big help. It helps me to reach more people. And if you did gain any insights, I would love to hear your takeaways and how you're implementing these tools. Over on Instagram, you can follow me at Rashonda Yates and send me a DM and let me know what you are using, what you're taking away from the episode, what your ahas are, things that you're seeing differently. I love having conversations with you over there. And until next time, I'll catch you on another episode. Bye.